Good morning. Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise. I'm with Forgotten Word Ministries. And continuing in the same vein from the last couple days, I want to talk a little bit. We talked yesterday about the differences between Christianity and the Catholic Church. And I want to pick up today a little bit about the Protestant churches. There's approximately somewhere around 800 million that say that they're Christians, besides the Catholics. Now, these are other people. There's approximately 800 million other people besides Catholics that say they're Christians. Most of these call themselves Protestants, although some of those, in different ones are labeled as, that are labeled as Protestants are actually demonic cults. The majority of all Protestants are in old mainline liberal and reformed denominations, or they are in evangelical, Baptist, Pentecostal, and independent Bible churches. The overwhelming majority of the people in the liberal Protestant denominations have never had a born-again experience, nor do their lives reflect that God is indwelling in them. And that's sad, but it's the way it is, unfortunately. Doesn't have to be, but it's the way it is. Most of these people do not regularly fellowship with other believers or attend a service. A lot of them don't. Many that do attend services are what they call, and you've heard this phrase before, Sunday morning Christians. Some of them, they only show up for, Christmas and Easter. But a lot of people, a lot of these people that call themselves Christians in the Protestant churches are just Sunday morning Christians. And that's just ridiculous. And it's certainly not a Christian. It's certainly nothing to do with Christianity in the way that Jesus taught us. There's no fellowship with Jesus with these people and or each other outside of the regular church service. And I bet you can, in your own church, if you're one of them, you need to change. If you're not, sure, you've noticed in your own church a lot of people that you know from watching them week after week, month after month, and year after year, they're just Sunday morning Christians. And that's sad that we as an individual can't take out more than an hour or two a week for Jesus. Isn't that sad? You watch that much television every night. You watch more than that, most people do, or on the computers, on the internet, or something else. But, we can't devote any time to the Lord, it doesn't seem like, anymore. For the most part, these people's Christianity is cultural, and it's a relationship they have with the relationship they have with God is actually very superficial. It's certainly not a one-on-one relationship. Nothing personal about it. Many believe in humanism. A lot of the Protestant people that claim to be Christians I know are really humanist. A lot of them believe in socialism, especially the liberal Protestants. Some even believe some of the evolution theory. And a lot of them believe in the basic goodness of man rather than the truths of scriptures. And that's sad, but it's true. Now, few people in the liberal denominations know the essentials of their own faith, actually, believe it or not. And like I mentioned before, they go to, a lot of these people have been going to this, to their denominational church since they was babies. They was raised in that church. And because they were raised in the church, they were never taught that they had to accept Jesus. They just take it for granted that because they've been there their whole life, somehow they're grandfathered in or something. It's crazy. But Jesus says that's not the way it works. There's even some of the liberal denominations that are Protestant that believe that there's more than one way, and some of them even say all religions lead to God. And you know what? All religions do lead to God, but which God? That's the key. But there's a lot of them that say their religion also leads to the God of the Bible, and it's not true. It's just excuse me, it's just not the way that the Lord told us, and who are we going to believe, you know, God or man, when it comes down to that. Within the Protestants, there are about 400 million evangelical and Pentecostal Protestants that have, for, you know, the most part, kept the true faith. The things listed in that I'm going to read you rather below probably don't apply to this particular bunch of the 400 million I'm talking about here, but they do have some of their own problems. But here's a problem with a lot of the Protestants the people that call themselves Protestants. Most believe that people are saved into the church through infant baptism, which is contrary to scripture, naturally. Some believe that people are saved by the ritual of baptism. Many have retained much of the heretical doctrines of the Catholics. They haven't even changed them. It's a lot of ritual stuff. A lot of them lord the clergy over the laity. Some do away with the inspiration and the infallibility of scripture. Some put men under the authority of women contrary to scripture. Some of these Protestants condone abortion. Almost all of them condone birth control. Many have no salvation message and preach only a social gospel. Many think that they're Christians because that's their tradition and their culture. A lot of them, these churches themselves, they put a picture of someone who looks like a Norwegian and they call him Jesus on the wall, you know, which is kind of silly. We've seen these pictures all over since we was kids, I'm sure. Some think that Christianity is just one of the many ways to God. Some churches teach humanism instead of the teachings of Christ. Some teach a message of materialism, and that's a show of its own right there. Some do not believe Jesus was God. Some think that Christ is a consciousness and that Jesus will not actually physically return. Some teach that man is a perfect spirit and all we see is an illusion. That's Christian Scientists that believe that. Some Christians, Protestants identify cults, that make Jesus a lesser God, I guess you would say. And that's what Jehovah's Witness and Mormons do. Most are amillennial and do not teach the imminent return of Christ. Some teach doctrines of satanic psychology as truth. Some are state-supported churches that are pretty spiritually dead. Most churches have no discipline or accountability for their membership, which is sad. Some teach that the church has replaced Israel and allegorize or spiritualize prophetic scriptures. And some let fragrant sinners actually just lead the flock. And we've seen that time and time again. It's sad. Now, some of the good things are some are community-oriented. Some have Christian education. Many still believe in the infallibility of Scripture. Most still confess most of the essential doctrines of the faith, actually. Some, of them support missionaries, and some have good youth and social programs, and that's true. But there's more to it than that. Now, you have the non-Pentecostal evangelicals. Many of the non-Pentecostal evangelicals, they have a true born-again experience. And, those that really believe are part of the one true church. And that's a wonderful thing. But some of the problems may not qualify as true apostasy that I'm going to talk to you about here, apostasy from the faith. But they do deviate from the truths of true biblical Christianity, because they add doctrines of men or legalism. Now, most evangelicals place too much emphasis on self-reliance instead of the Holy Spirit. Success seminars are taught on some church properties as if they were biblical doctrine, and that's something I've many times talked about. Many have induced psychotherapy and its underlying psychologies into the church. Some call themselves evangelicals but still embrace the mainline theology of the church, that the church fulfills the promises that were given to the Israel without condition. Some have little or no church discipline, and boy, we see that a lot, don't we? That's sad. Some have occult-like inner healings and birthing seminars. Some compromise the essentials of the Christian faith. Many flocks divorce the elder of their church over squabbles. Many pastors job shop for materialistic and prestigious positions with better money, and they also have tons of pastors that have divorces and everything else. It's really sad. Some of them worship the idol of money and care more about buildings and what they look like than what they believe. Most of the big, huge mega churches in today's society, folks, have a country club mentality, and they have wonderful fellowship and all that kind of stuff, but they certainly are not, you know, doing the biblical thing that they should. Many have replaced the real Bible with studies and quarterly magazines and that kind of application for living stuff instead of the Bible. Many preach that all who drink alcoholic beverages are sinners. You know, I don't think one drink here and there is going to hurt anybody. If you let it rule your life and it becomes a problem, then it's a sin because you've allowed something simple to become a real problem for you. You know, there's just a lot of those things. Now, they also have good things. You know, got good, strong Christian education. You know, got some discipleship, some evangelism. They got a pretty good grasp on doctrine, you know, of salvation. Most keep the essential doctrines of the faith, you know, the strong missionary support and belief in the infallibility of God's word. That's a lot of the good things about them. Most are Bible-centered services, you know, and that type of thing. So, you know, there's a lot of good things about them. But like I said, there certainly is some problems too. And that's, you know, what we've been trying to address a little bit here. We don't want you to think that we're bashing these things. We're just pointing out that there is an apostasy in the church, folks. It's sad, but it's true. Men's doctrines have infiltrated the church to where we've taken doctrines of man-made doctrines, brought them into the church. They sound great, so you add them to the doctrines of the church, and then they become taught like they're biblical doctrines, you know. And it's sad because it's a stench to the Lord when this happens. It's just sad, but it's what happens, you know. Now, a lot of these churches also, they'll take one little piece of an obscure scripture and they'll, you know, they'll make it a doctrine, bang, you know, hey, it says it in the Bible, you know, like snake handling, you know, they pick one little bitty thing out of the Bible and say, this is it, and that's what we're doing. Like we said, some allow women to be pastors, which is non-scriptural. No matter how you feel about that subject, it's still non-scriptural. You know, I always tell people, hey, I didn't make the rules. I just got to read them. I just got to live by them. And that's the way it is, you know. Sad. It's just weird. Some embrace the kingdom now and the dominion theology, which we know is nowhere near right. We're not going to take dominion over this land. We're not going to win the earth for Jesus. It's just that simple. The Bible never says anything about it. It says that Christ will return, the dead in Christ will be raised, and then the believers that are alive and still alive will then be raised, and that the unbelievers are going to be left here. And anybody who teaches dominionism says that we're going to win the world for Christ. Well, you can't. It's just not going to happen. Listen, out of time again. It flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? I know it does. It seems like it to me. Tomorrow, we're going to finish off this series about the apostasy in the church and the false doctrines that man's infiltrated to it. And we're going to finish it up, be done with it, and then next week we'll start something new and fresh. A little bit different approach next week, so be looking forward to that. And keep us in your prayers. We always covet your prayers, folks. And we love you. The Lord loves you, and we'll talk to you in the morning. God bless you.